Today's Tanya for the 12th day of Av, Yud Beis Menachem Av, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Gimel. In the English Tanya, it's on page 400, in the middle of the page. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the unique character of tzedakah, that tzedakah brings godliness into this world, and in order for godliness to come into this world, it has to come through the Yud Tzviris that are close to this world, which means the lower part, the kelim of the Yud Tzviris, and through this kelim of the Yud Tzviris, we receive the divine blessings in length of days and in wealth and so on. And because it comes through the kelim of the Yud Tzviris, which are very finite, very much mitzumtzum, therefore there's a gap between the finite godliness and God Himself. So the mitzvah of tzedakah brings a transcendent light, the Eir Makif, that it should fill in the space and close off the opening and thereby protect the person. In today's Shia, the Alter Rebbe says, the godliness that comes into this world comes from the kelim of the Yud Tzviris. But what causes it to come? Achmi hu hagerem liyiridasa eva hashefa. What causes the flow of godliness to descend from the level of the Yud Tzviris, hanikrayim gufa, that are called the body, the metaphysical body, the spiritual body of the Tzviris? What causes the godliness to flow from there into the physical world? Hu hayichud hanal. It is that merging, that union of the greater light, the Eir HaSeved, with the light that is in the kelim of the Yud Tzviris, that union causes a flow into the physical world. Shehi teisvis ha'orah v'hashpah, that additional light and that additional giving, influence, mebechinas eidein seif ha'maitol ha'elyim baruch hu, that comes from God Himself. Yes, it's the Eis al ha'orah v'hashpah, which is above and beyond the light and the giving, shebetchilas ho'atzilus v'hashtalshilus. That godliness that is given at the beginning of the chain of worlds, beginning with Atzilus and coming downwards, that's a finite light, a finite godliness. Now the union is that we bring together the finite godliness with the infinite godliness, with the surrounding light, with the Eir HaSeved. And that additional light causes the Hashpah, causes the godliness to come down further. The beginning of this additional light is given to the beginning of the Yutzvides. Where does this additional light begin? It begins at the beginning of the Yutzvides, which is Chachma. And that's why it says the helmet of Yeshua, of salvation, is on the head. Yeshua means the coming down of the blessings to this world, to the physical. And where is the resting place of that which causes the Yeshua, of that which causes the godliness to come down into the physical? That's in Chachma, it's in the head. V'zehu v'keva Yeshua b'zeishe, Yeshua hu meloshem v'yesha Hashem el hevel v'el melchosi. The word Yeshua means salvation, but it also means responding, turning. God turned, responded to Hevel's sacrifice, but not to Hevel and his sacrifice, his mincha, but not to Kayin. So the word v'yesha means that he turned, he responded. And that implies the turning. When God turns to us, it means that the godliness descends and comes down into this world. And it is the godliness, the Shin Ayin Nehedin Shebezeir HaKadosh. And that's the godliness which in Zeir HaKadosh is described as the 370 lights. Because the letter Shin Ayin is the root word of Yeshua, or V'yesha. Now when the Alter Rebbe brings the pasuk that the word Yeshua is connected to turning, to responding, as it says, God responded to Hevel, why does he have to also bring the words El Minchose? That God responded to Hevel and to his mincha, to his sacrifice. Which is something that has to be looked up or asked to find out why the Alter Rebbe adds those words. At any rate, the word Yeshua implies the descent of godliness to the world, God responding to us, and that comes firstly into Chachma, which is the head, which is the Reishe, and it's what causes the godliness to come into physical expression of long life and wealth and health and so on. Ukameshakosuv Yoir Hashem Ponav Eilecho Yoir Ponav Itanu Selo. That God should reveal himself to you, to us. Itanu Hualidei Maisa HaTzedakah. And how does that happen? It happens through the act of tzedakah, through the mitzvah of tzedakah. And now we'll understand the meaning of the pasuk. He plants tzedakah and Yeshua blossoms. And Yeshua is blossom. Because through the act of tzedakah, we bring the additional godliness into the Yitzvides, beginning with the head of the Yitzvides, beginning with Chachma, beginning in the head, and that causes the godliness to flow downward into the physical world, which is Yeshua. So when you plant tzedakah, you reap Yeshua. Kocha yoyer Hashem panav aleihem. And so may God reveal himself towards them, those who give tzedakah. Which this is a letter to those, response to those who had donated to tzedakah. Tzedkosa menedes load. Their tzedakah should stand by them forever. The karnam torum bi Yeshua's matzniach keren Yeshua, and their horn, their glory, should be uplifted. Tzemach tzedakah mehakeva Yeshua hanal. They should receive their blessings from the keva Yeshua, from the source of that blessing. Kenefesh tidrishena, and these are the wishes of he who seeks it. A prayerful wish. In the Hayem Yain for the 12th of Av, the Rebbe writes, Ad Rebbe Admar Hazokin, the Alter Rebbe, had gesagt from Mezritcher Magid, from Baal Shem Tov's wegen, said in the name of the Magid, who said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that V'yahafta l'reacha kameicha is a pirush ubiur eif V'yahafta Hashem alikecha, that loving a fellow Jew is an explanation and an elaboration on the on the love of God. How so? As mehot holt ayidin, when we love a Jew, hot men hold the neibishten. Loving a Jew is loving God. Because a Jew has within him a part of God from above, is as mahot hol demidin, dem inavenik funem. So when we love a Jew, meaning the inner part of the Jew, his godliness, memele hotman hol demibishn. So it is synonymous with loving God himself.